Well, as we go to the fifth inning here, the President of the United States, George W. Bush, has been kind enough to join us. And first of all, Mr. President, congratulations. That was some first pitch.
Well, thank you, sir. I was a little shaky out there.
I don't care who you are. When you walk out there in front of 50,000, even if you're the president, you get a little shaky.
That's
huh?
right. The mic looked like he was about 5'1", you know. But it's exciting. It's nothing like it. It's what a thrill. I'm so honored that the Cardinal organization invited me to come out and throw out the ball.
Well, I'll tell you what, the city's been looking forward to it, and it was a tremendous ovation they gave you. And then after that, USA, USA.
That's right.
That had to make you feel good.
Well, it does. We've got a great country, and people love our country, and it's makes a fella feel good.
And you're a big baseball fan, too. I know a buddy of yours, and he told me that your first game was in the old Polo Grounds.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about my Uncle Buck. Took me to the Polo Grounds. I was a little Texas guy and came up to visit my grandmother, and Buck took me down to the Polo Grounds in New York, and that's where I fell in love with Willie Mays.
Well, he's one of the greatest ever. Here's a little ground ball. Morris over to get it, throws and gets it. Close play at first, and that's the first out here in the fifth inning. Well, that was unbelievable back then. It was right after the Second World War, and you had all those teams in New York, and the Giants and the Dodgers, and I mean, it was, I mean, you couldn't walk home if you had one kind of jersey on.
That's
or another.
That's right. Well, in Midland, Texas, we didn't have anybody. I was just commenting before we came on the broadcast that I remember the Cardinal broadcast coming into the state of Texas.
Here's a little pop fly, goes to left, and that ought to take care of Mr. Jenkins, as it does.
By the way, an interesting story about Jenkins. We have T-ball at the White House, and Jenkins brought his dad. He came over and met some of the kids that were there to play T-ball on the south ground of the White House. He was hurt last year, toward the end of the season, I think it was, and he brought his dad to the game, and when I went to the locker rooms, I reminded him, I appreciated him coming to talk to the kids there, it's a big deal for a young kid to see a major league player.
It's phenomenal what this game affords so many people. And like you said, they come here, they're 2 years old, and they're 102, and it's a time that you can relax and have fun. And I know it's tough for you to relax in your job, but you might get to do it a little today.
Well, listen, I'm glad baseball season's on. I got the full channel there at the White House.
Oh, they let you have that?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a pitch just a little low, and it's 1-1 now on Lyle Overbay. Well, you know more about the game probably than any other president because you were in the game for a number of years.
I was fortunate enough to be one of the owners of the Texas Rangers, and I went to a lot of ball games, and one of the best parts of my life. Laura and I used to go to, gosh, I'd say 70 games a year.
Wow.
And we really had a good time. And little girls were raised at the ballpark.
Here's a shot deep to center field. This is trouble. Edmonds back at the track, and he hauls it in. And that takes care of the top of the fifth. We're going to continue to talk to the president here before he has to head to other places. And once again, I want to thank you for taking the time to visit our city and to come to the ballpark.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here. So St. Louis is one of the great baseball cities in America. And it was my honor to be able to witness that firsthand. I want to thank the fans for such a generous ovation.
You had a big dinner with all the Hall of Famers at the White House.
Huh? I did. I'm sorry. Well, you weren't.
Well, we were working.
That's right. Yeah.
Somebody has to work.
You'd
right?
have been there, right? No, some of the Cardinal greats were there. Red Shane Deans, Lou Brock, Ozzie Smith, Stan Musial. A lot of the other great players were there. It was my way to help kick off the baseball season.
That's neat.
I really think it's an integral part of the fabric of our society, and I'm going to try to do my part to make sure baseball gets the notoriety it deserves.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
it's really
Mike.
Kind of you. Appreciate
good to see
it.
You, sir.
Keep going.
I'm going to.
All right.
Appreciate your time.